This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
All this week, we're talking about the digital currency Bitcoin. Yesterday, our friend at Harvard, Jonathan Zittrain, told us that, like most forms of currency, it's a massive hallucination we all agree upon. But it's also a techie idea, a network where computers with a shared record of transactions can trade long strings of letters and numbers to keep track of who has what. Whether that description sounds simplistic or overly complicated, there's a company designed to make sure we don't ever have to think about it, a Silicon Valley startup called Coinbase. Brian Armstrong is co-founder and CEO of Coinbase. Hello, Brian.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. So I think of you a little bit like a PayPal for Bitcoin in a way. You are trying to connect merchants and consumers. You're also providing a way for people to store money online. Tell me about the different products you're building and tell me if it's a challenge for you.
Yeah, so I think that's fair to call us something like the PayPal of Bitcoin. And you correctly identify that we are serving three completely different segments of the Bitcoin market. We have a consumer wallet, we have merchant services helping businesses accept Bitcoin, and we also have a developer platform that 3,000 developers have built apps on it. So yes, it's a challenge, but many parts of the Bitcoin ecosystem work better when you have multiple parties all talking together.
Your effort is also partly about letting people cash out, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, we allow people to both buy and sell Bitcoin on Coinbase. You know, we're still the only company offering it, essentially, where people can connect any bank account in the U.S. and they can convert dollars into and out of Bitcoin.
Are you concerned at all that if Bitcoin truly goes legit, if it's recognized and regulated, we'll see it develop some of the same kind of baggage it's supposed to be disrupting, like credit card style service charges and things like that?
So I think that's something you always have to watch out for, but I don't think it will ever have the same characteristics of proprietary payment networks like credit cards or wires or bank transfers before it. And the reason is that it's fundamentally an open system. So let's look at email as an example. If you ever didn't like your particular email provider that you were using, you could switch to another one. And economists might call that low switching costs, but the net effect to consumers is that the price of those services is always has a downward pressure on it. It's a competitive market because the underlying platform beneath it is open and anyone can participate on it.
What's something that you can tell me about Bitcoin that nobody's heard from you yet?
Sure. Well, we've been thinking about this recently, but there's a lot of people who have gotten in early on Bitcoin, right? They might have been tech early adopters or people who are particularly interested in the currency for one reason or another. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be a massive amount of wealth generated amongst people who were early into the Bitcoin ecosystem. What happens when a sort of techie nerd segment of society, for lack of a better word, has a massive increase in wealth in the next 5 to 10 years? What does that mean for public policy or education or government or anything? And I'm sure there'll be some good things. Hopefully, I think many good things. I'm sure some people have fears about that too. And that's going to be a really interesting trend.
Brian Armstrong is the co-founder and CEO of the company Coinbase. Brian, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, Coinbase is getting big money in venture capital funding these days. Another $25 million announced just last week. Venture capitalists like Coinbase because they think it might be the company to bring the use of Bitcoin from the nerds to the rest of us. You can catch more of our series on Bitcoin. Just head over to our website, marketplacetech.org.